Okay, Parsha Shmini, Tavshin Ein Vov. So the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Samech Vov, Omud Beis, goes the following. Tnan Hosam, Kol Sheish Lo Knas Kese Ish Lo Snapir, Kol Sheish Lo Snapir, Kol Sheish Lo Snapir, Knas Kese Ish Lo Snapir. The Gemara says every fish that has scales has fins. V'yesh Sheish Lo Snapir, V'yen Lo Knas Kese, but fins, he could not have Knas Kese. Okay? So then the Gemara says like this. Michdi akaskeses kasamchinan says, ask the Gemara. I mean, since that we are saying like this, that if you have scales, you have fins. So every fish that has scales has fins. Fins doesn't mean that you have scales. So what do you look for? Only scales. Lichto brachmon akaskeses lo lichto sapir. So why do you need to have the fins? Scales alone should be enough. So the Gemara goes into a thing. The Gemara says something else. The reason why it says that is Yagdil Toira V'Yadir. Now, what is Yagdil Toira V'Yadir? Because what is Yagdil Toira V'Yadir usually is something that you add something, you add a dimension, you add a chidush. But here, the snapir, the chura, doesn't do anything. What creates is kaskeses. Now, if you look at the Gemara before, the Gemara says like this. If it would have been only kaskeses, no snapir, have a mina kas, my kaskeses snapir. Out of that, the pshat in kaskeses means snapir. Vefilu daktome, that's why he writes kas snapir, to tell you that snapir is fins, and kaskeses is scales. Vyashe chosa snapir kaskeses, by the kaskeses levusho, for the ask, well, how do you know that the kaskeses, okay, snapir, you know that's fins. But how do you know the kaskeses means what you call scales? Because it says that the watcher called that the armor is called kaskeses. Levush. So then you don't need it. It says befirush, kaskeses means levush. So why do you need a pasuk? So the Gemara says toiru to Rav Yadir. So Tosfos says, Harbi Oimelin Tamin, that the reason why it's written snapir is again to explain what kaskeses is all about. Harbi hirba lano teomim. He gives you an extra reason, leida mao kaskeses, to know what kaskeses is all about. So the poshpushat you learn, that like this, kaskeses, you know that that's scales. You know from the posh of kaskasim. Fins comes to tell you the snapir, another reason why kaskeses, you know that it means scale. But that doesn't make much sense here. Why? Because if that is the case, kaskeses, from the word snapir, that means fins, you still don't know what kaskeses is all about. So in other words, to know what kaskeses is all about, you need apostle kaskasim. Snapir doesn't teach you. So what does Tosfos mean to tell you that this is telling you many reasons what kaskeses is all about? So the Ritva here is a famous Ritva. The Ritva says in Nida Daf Nun Aleph that why does it say, what does it mean Yagdil Toira V'Yadir? Is to tell you the following, that even though the only criteria today, the only criterion is the kaskeses, because once you have kaskeses, you have snapir, the apostle tells you snapir to tell you that the snapir in itself is a reason for the isur. He says, V'ulayu gam ken goyrem tarosu v'yavushu levado ino goyrem taira. In other words, that the snapir, the apostle comes to tell you, the lagdal toiro le'adir, that even though you could ignore the snapir, but the reason of the Yisur is also the snapir. To explain this, this Ritvoy Nida, and is already the Bala Magia says, you know that there is a big machloik, there's a big shaila, when you have the two simonim. Do the two simonim, are they a simon to tell you that the fish that have the simonim is a sign that the fish is kosher? Or is the pshat is no, that the simonim is what makes it kosher? It's not that some big megale what it is. So from this ritual, you see, at least by fish, that the simonim is what makes it kosher. Meaning the simonim are not a simon of what fish are kosher, they are the sibo of the fish is kosher. That's why the pasuk says, snapir and kaskeses. Even though the snapir, the fins, are irrelevant, because you only check the kaskeses, the pasuk is telling you the reason why kaskeses is a simon, because there are two reasons to create tyra, which is the snapir and the kaskeses. Which is something so interesting. So here you have on the fish, at least on the fish, a semen called snapper, the fins, which they always have, they have kaskeses, but it's still a Siba Satira, even though it's in Halacha indifferent, because you don't even check for it. Something interesting, something that's Goyrem Taira, but that there's no Halacha that you actually do something to achieve that. Why is that so? By fish. The second question is, you look at the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer in Chulin goes to explain and says the following. What does it mean to Lagdal Tura Le'adir? Is the Kaskeses the Siman Taira. But the Ramban explains, why is Kaskeses a Siman Taira? The only reason Kaskeses is Siman Taira is because Kaskeses is the scales. The scales allow the fish to have his skin to breathe. So if it's very close to the surface of the water, they allow the fish to basically clean himself from all the impurities of the water. But that's only the possibility, that would only make sense because the fish has fins. Because then the fins allows the fish to go to the surface, and then the Kaskeses can breathe. But without fins, the Kaskeses will be different. So what the Pasuk is telling in Agdei Torah Le'Adira is to explain why the Kaskeses works. You know, the Kaskeses is the Siman Taira. That's how you know what fish are kosher. But why is the Kaskeses a Siman Taira? What make the Kaskeses a Siman Taira? The fins. So the fins are telling you the tam. That's how he explains Toises. Harbe Teomim. Toises says, Yag Torah V'Adir, Harbe Omer Lanu Teomim Leida Mao Kaskeses. He gave us many reasons why the Kaskeses goes. In other words, the fins is the reasons why the Kaskeses. So here is the tam of the Torah to try to explain to you the tam, which is so interesting. The Torah, it has to go out of its way to explain that the fins are part of the game, to tell you that the only reason Kaskeses works is because of the fins, which is so funny. Why is the Torah telling you the tam in this mitzvah? Why specifically in this mitzvah there is a tam that the Torah tells you what the reason is? The reason for the Kaskeses is the snapper. So this Yagdei Torah V'Adir, no matter how you, if you learn according to the Chassam Sofer, or if you learn according to the Ritva, is something very strange. According to the Ritva, you have a semen that's irrelevant in Halacha, but that is Goyrem Taira, why Dafka this is true by fish. And the second thing is, the Torah tells you here the reason why Kaskeses works only because of snapper. Why does the Torah do that? Why here, specifically by the simony of the fish? The Torah has to tell you, mitzad lehagdil toiro leadir, what is the reason for the mitzvah? Question number one. Question number two is the following. The Rambam when he brings the halach in Hilchos Shechita Perek Aleph, the Rambam says, dogim v'chagovim einam tzrichim shechita. But the Rambam says, El asifosom hi amater esoisam. What's matir is the asifa. V'harei huoymerik brings a posuk. Hatzoinu bokir is shochet lahem u'motza lahem, im is called degayam yosef lahem motza lahem. Asifas adogim keshchitas bokar v'tzoin. The asifas adogim is like shchita. So shchitas haRambam means that the fish is not like the shchitas haRashba, that you don't need shchita by fish because the Torah never mentions it. He says no, because the shchita by fish is the asifa. The ma'ase asifa is called the ma'ase shchita. But the Rambam says, umutar lefichach imesu me'aleim besoy chamayim mutorim. But if the fish died in the water before the asifa, it's good. Now the problem is, frek de kesem mishnah, the chora, this doesn't make sense. Why? Because he quotes like the following. The Rabbeinu Sa'adia Goin says that if the asifa is the matir, like shchita, shchita can only do in live animals. So then you have to be oisef, and that's how you kill the fish. Rabbeinu Sa'adia Deomar misim asurim. Okay? And however, the Shita Zarashba and also the Balayitur writes that dead fish are mutar because you don't need shchita. But Shita Sarambam is nishta hin and nishta her. He needs the asifa, and the asifa is b'mokum ha-shchita, but it could be oisev dogi meisim. And that doesn't make any sense. Mimonav shach. Is the asifa the matir? Efoy bazoi, you need dagim chayim. And if they don't need a sifa, so then you don't need a sifa. And that's why meisim amutori. But the Rambam holds meisim amutori, but you need a meisim sifa. That doesn't make any sense. And that's the kash of the kesem mishnah alamokim imperik alav alocha gimel. If nema debo sifa b'edam chayim, you should need a sifa b'edam chayim. Zog the kesem mishnah. V'shlomar she'ilu haya efshar lo imar ken en achnami. If it would have been possible to eat fish without a sifa, so then the sifa would have been a mainse matir, and he had to be live fish. But since the asifa is irrelevant, because asifa is not a matir, because it's not possible to eat fish without asifa. Why? There's asifa, when you eat, it's called a mainse asifa. It's not a mainse matir. The asifa is not a mainse matir. And since it's not a mainse matir, it could be done even by dead fish. So here the aloha is you need a sifa. It's a sifa is bok mashchita. But since a sifa, it's always there. It's not possible not to have it. It's not called the mainse matir. It's not a ritual because it's always there. Definitely by mason. Very funny. There is a sifa and you need a sifa, but a sifa is not a mainse matir. And therefore works. What does that mean? And then the third question is the lechem chamudis. The lechem chamudis in Erutrefus quotes the following Shaila. Okay, the Madonna Yontef here. The Divrei Chamudos, not the Lechamud, the Divrei Chamudos, the Madonna Yontef. The Madonna Yontef goes the following. Vani b'yoisi av b'ez din v'ram b'kal ha-kadish ha-vina, hevi elai ha-chochom r'baro na-rofe n'ro, dak ha-nikrob l'shoenam shtinkes marinus. There's a phrase called shtinkes. V'nimtza b'yam ha-sfaradi, v'hu samamoves, is a deadly fish, is a very poisonous fish. And the parakachim know some kind of a way to take the poison. Okay, and this fish is very interesting. It has kaskasim, it has scales. The ain't lo snapir, and he does not have a snapir. Okay? It has feet like an animal. Ochaya. And they asked the Madonna Yontef, Dimonoshach, Im nech shav raglaim lesapirim mimonoshach. If the feet are considered fins, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how can HaKadosh Baruch Hu be matir a fish which is poisonous? I don't know what the kasha is. But posh pshat is the feet are not fins. And they are not fins. The choyer is a steer to the Gemara. The Gemara just told you that any fish that has scales has fins. Here there is the Shtinkes Marinus who has scales and doesn't have fins. How is that possible? That's the Shaila. V'ine kais rakamarti. So he says the following. She'efsha she'u min murka velo urka korbatoere. Perhaps this fish is a new kind of a fish that they just did the harkova, they did just bred this new fish. And therefore, this fish violates the chazal because the chazal were talking about the fish in their time. This is a new type of fish. And now these people go crazy. How is it possible? You see, beferush, that it's possible to have a fish that changed the quote-unquote the science of the Gemara. Okay, but I won't go into it. But then he says, "Ve'ata v'ine kais nir lishuv acher yoiser nochin." He says, "I have a different pirush." V'zeh sheyesh li diktuk b'kosu kosher shlo snapir v'kaskeses. And he goes and he says, "This idea that every snapir only has kaskeses, that's only bedagi hayam. But lachpokish chayosh b'ayim the animals of the feed, the fish and the sea animals. Sea animals, it's possible to have kaskeses and not to have snapir." There is a difference between fish and chayusayam. Yam. Chayusayam, they are, if you have feet, you are chayusayam. When you are chayusayam, that klal of snapir and kaskeses don't work. The only time kaskeses and snapir work are by fish, not by chayusayam. And therefore, Zokter, this einachinami taket violates the rule, because the rule of chazal is only by fish. An animal that walks is not a fish, and therefore the rule doesn't apply. What's chayusayam that has the fact that she has feet makes it chayusayam? why the rule doesn't apply by something which is not Chayesayam, and why does feet create a criterion to create something called Chayesayam. So the three questions. The three questions are very simple. Yagdil Tura V'Yadir, which is very strange. The Asifa is not a Ma'isi Asifa. And this rule of Kol Sheishlo Snapir, Kol Sheishlo Kaskeses, Yishlo Snapir, only Shayach by fish for some reason. And by fact, the mere fact that this Stinkes Marinus has feet, little feet, it's an amphibious animal, it's not fish. That's the criterion. Why is that? So to explain all of this, we'll go into what the Baal HaTanya says, both in Parshas Tzav and in Parshas Shmini. And he goes on to explain that there are two kinds of Avodah Zarah. There is one, what the Goy HaZoyah says, is called the Behemoth, the Nefshomos which are Keneged the Behemoth, and the Nefshomos which are Keneged the Doge Hayam. And he quotes, what are the Doge Hayam? He says, they are all tzaddikim, that you do a Ma'ase Mitzvah, which is Midas Adin, which is Keneged the Shor, that you walk in Olam Hazeh, and you go and you do the mitzvahs in the physical sense, and you're megala kodesh Baruch Hu through the physical sense. It's through midas adin. That's why keneged the shor shel Markova. However, in the shomis l'seir b'shim ben Yochai, when he was in the Me'ora, he couldn't eat. He had only charuvim, so he didn't have matzahs to eat. So he did all the mitzvahs in a virtual sense, using yichudim to be miyached kodesh Baruch Hu in a spiritual sense. That's called doge hayom. The same that the gogim. When the animals have feet, that's why the nafkimina, we asked on the different chamudas, what's nafkimina between the chayosayam? Chayosayam means that you have feet and you walk on the ground. But there are people who are above the ground, and they have fins. They have scales, so they have fins. They fly away, and they are hidden. They are in the world of the water, which is the alma de iskasia. They are miyached the world, and they are being mevatel. Their avoida is the avoida of Shema. That's why they are mafsik for Shema. That's why Rabbi Shimon and Chavirov are mafsik for Shema. Why? Because what is Shema is the ichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are miyached the world and they are mevatel the world in their machshava. And that's avodas tzaddikim. They don't need the ma'isa mitzvahs. They are able to achieve the ichud kuchabrichu shchinte by the bitul ha'olam, which is all this madrega of Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That ichud stated in Baal HaTanya the following. The ichud of the zohar and nekeva is the ichud of the tzaddikim boilam hazeh. We can neged the shorabar. They are meyached hakudosh baruch hu in the world of physical, using the world of physical, which is the nekeva, and the spiritual, which is the zohar. But then there is a ichud within the world of machshava, which is the ichud abba ve'ima, which are the shoroshim of that. The shoroshim of the physical is bina, and the shoroshim, which is the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'olam Hazeh, and there is the mid of the soul, which is called the mid of Memale Kol Almin, keneged also the Chochmah, which is the Bechina of Bitur, which is the Bechina in some aspect of Sevev Kol Almin. So the Miyached, Abba Ve'ima. So the Tzadikim with the Yichud Zohar Nekeva, the Tzadikim, which is Abba Ve'ima. And the Baal HaTanya goes to explain that that's called Oisim Ritzoyne Shel Mokim. They are miyached the ritzoyne shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says that this is, and then there is an in-between. The in-between are the oifes. Oifes are created from the rekach. Chazal say is part fish, part animals. As we know in science, the birds are between fish and animals. And they're in between. They live on the earth, but they fly in the heavens. And that's why they need only one simon for shechita. They don't need two simonim. You realize that the avoida we need four animals, shechita, which is bimesak in Olam Hazeh. The dogim, what you need is no ma'aseh. The whole idea is the asifa. The asifa without ma'aseh. That's why the Ram holds the asifa helps even by dead fish, because there's no ma'aseh, because their avoida is a spiritual, virtual avoida of asifa. And therefore, you don't even need a ma'aseh. That's what the Kesef Bishlam means to say. Oifes are in between, because they're part fish. And that's the avoida of people who are, I would say, the rebbes boilam hazeh, that they do mitzvahs, but sometimes they are above the mitzvahs. That idea is the idea of Teshuvah, they need only simon echad. And that's why all roiv of the animals are treif, except for some. Roiv of the birds are kosher, except for some. because they are the ones which are mamish in between. The oif is between the two, which I heard from Rav Luria and Eretz Yisrael. So that today, Bizman Hazeh, how we look at our tefillin, the tefillin of Chofetz Chaim was a tefillin, and you look at it, was the squareness was very, very schwach. Today, for $200, you buy a tefillin which is much more square. The pshat is because our avoda is the avoda of Olam Hazeh. They were the avoda that they needed so much Olam Hazeh. We are the avoda of the behemoths, they are the avoda of the birds. Mimela, according to this, you could understand all the halachas. The fish represents this idea of the alma deiskasi, the ichud abba ve'ima, which is the ichud without the mindset. It's the asif without the mindset. That's why you need the asif without the mindset. But that's why it's telling you the snapier. It's telling you that the kaskeses, which is the chitzonius, what makes it work is the ichudim of the tzaddikim. Those ichudim is what allows you to achieve the ichud. Not those, the ichud abba ve'ima is what allows, is the shoresh that allows the ichud of Zohar and the Keva. The behemoth, which is the tzaddikim, or the people that avoid of the tzaddikim of Elam Hazeh, to do through ma'isya mitzvahs of the physical only work because there is a ichud much deeper that expresses itself through the physical. So that ichud of the dogim is telling you the kaskeses, the dogim are the representations, that the chitzoinius, the kaskeses, only works because there is a snapir. And that's yagdal toira v'yadir, that by doing this ma'isa mitzvahs, you are achieving great ichudim. Who is able to show you the ichudim? The dogim. So dafka, the dogim is trying to tell you that the reason why kaskeses works is because of the snapir. The snapir is the hidden one. It's not the mindset, but this is the hidden engine of what makes the mindset mitzvahs work. Mimela, that's givaldik, says the Chasam Sofer. The mitzvahs is the what the aloha is the kaskeses, but what makes it work is the snapir. And therefore, this is the hidden tam without any halachic implications, because that is the, and that's Yagdil Torah V'Yadir. Yagdil Torah V'Yadir is that you do the halachas, the mindset, and you're creating something much deeper that you don't even realize how this is koshut. And the tzaddikim are the one, those who are waving the ichudim, they realize how far the mindset mitzvahs go. Mimela, that's the definition. This idea of snapping and kaskeses only works on dagim, because dogim are in the avoid of dalma deskasia, that avoid of ichudim. Once he has feet, that rule doesn't apply. Feet means that you do avoid the b'ilam hazeh. So take the avoid of the fish, the avoid of the animals, are the two types of tzaddikim, the two types of avoiders that you have in the b'ilam hazeh, and all the halachas follow.